It is time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's our Kids Question of the Week, Kids Q, airing every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 p.m. during the Aaron Keck Show. That would be now. It's presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the brand new YouthWorks on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, both on Main Street in Carrboro. Those nonprofits include Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more, including Musical Empowerment. And we are joined now by Meredith Richard from Musical Empowerment to help us out with today's question. Meredith, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So before we get to the question, and we got a good one, so if you're listening out there, get around the radio, get your kids around the radio, and get ready for this. I like this one for today. But tell us about Musical Empowerment first. What do you do? How does it work?
So Musical Empowerment is a 501c3 nonprofit based in Chapel Hill, recently moved to Carrboro in our new office in YouthWorks, and we combine the power of music teaching and mentoring to change lives. So we pair college student volunteers with kids from underserved communities for free one-on-one music lessons. So kids in our program can also borrow instruments. We give them opportunities to perform in recitals, also to go and attend local performances by professional musicians and get inspired. And a huge part of our impact is that we truly believe that mentoring is a two-way street. So the kids who are enrolled in our program, you know, other than just learning music, you know, get to have a positive role model and mentor in their college student teachers. And our college student volunteers learn how to teach music lessons, be effective, empathic, patient mentors for their students. And both of them really gain from creating strong connections and really impactful relationships.
That's really cool. So how do you identify the students who get served?
So most of our students are referred to the program through social workers and music teachers in the local school system. So in Chapel Hill, that would be the Chapel Hill Carrboro Public Schools. And we take kids starting as early as first grade all the way through high school.
Awesome. And do they, when they start in first grade, do they stay with you through high school? Or is there a pretty much, yeah?
Yeah, so a lot of them do. Not all, you know, we are competing with those other after school activities.
Yep.
But yeah, a lot of our students have stayed with us from elementary school all the way through high school.
How many kids get served and how many college students do you have mentoring?
So we are a chapter-based program. So
okay.
We have three chapters. The founding chapter, which is the largest one at UNC Chapel Hill, has over 130 student-teacher pairs.
Wow.
So that's over 130 kids and about 130 college student volunteers. And then we recently launched two other chapters at NC State and Wake Forest University, and they're newer. So they've each started with around 10 pairs and looking to grow to be just as large as the UNC chapter.
So this is expanding then. That's really cool. So what is your role with Musical Empowerment? What do you do?
Yeah, so I am the executive director of Musical Empowerment, and so I oversee our headquarters. We've actually just recently restructured and started our national office in Carrboro.
Nice.
So me and our other staff member, the program developer, Myrick Year, help to oversee all three of our chapters. And our chapters are actually run by teams of college students. So there we help to mentor them and make sure that they're executing the program effectively.
What's it like for you?
It's incredible. It's the best job I could imagine.
I can imagine, right?
Yeah. I've been with the program for almost 7 years now, and I started as a teacher, a volunteer with the organization at UNC Chapel Hill, and then, you know, loved it so much. I loved working with my student and know how powerful it was. So joined the student leadership team at the time, and then when I graduated, was hired as the first executive director.
Nice. And it's one of those things, like you make that decision, you're going to volunteer for this organization. You have no idea. 7 years later, here you are running it.
No idea. Yeah, oh. I couldn't have imagined it, but it was fate.
Speaking with Meredith Richard, Musical Empowerment, we got our Kids Q question of the week coming up in just a second. We're talking with Meredith from Musical Empowerment because they're one of the great organizations at YouthWorks on Main, which is the great new building servicing a lot of child-focused nonprofits on Main Street in Carrboro next to PTA Thrift Shop. How's the building?
It's incredible.
Yeah,
we love it there. We were just so excited. We're like, we can't wait to have like a desk and a printer and file cabinets. And it's just so much more than that. It's beautiful new building, open windows. You know, we have a huge office we share with Skajaja. It has everything we need, meeting rooms, and also resources and the opportunity for collaboration with other organizations and advisors, and just opportunities to share best practices and resources. So awesome. It's so much more than just a building.
Do you have a desk and a file cabinet and a printer too?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And that,
good.
Day
first
one moved
first,
in.
Right?
I
yep.
couldn't wait to just sort my files. That's all I wanted to do.
All right. Are you ready for the Kids Q question of the week?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Get around the radio, everyone. If you're driving around, if you're at home, get around the radio, get your kids around the radio. Here we go. Here is today's question. If you could turn invisible for just 5 minutes, what would you do?
Just 5 minutes? That's all I get?
That's all you get,
it's not
apparently.
A lot of time. Ooh, I have to think about that.
That's a tough. Okay, so.
Do something sneaky.
Something sneaky, right? But do you get to choose the 5 minutes? Like, does it start now? Like you're here now, so you've got to do something within a 5 minute radius, or can I choose like a 5 minute period at a later date when I can like put myself in the right position?
What I'd really like to do, maybe it's just because I'm a Tar Heel, I'd like to, if I could postpone my 5 minutes to a later time.
Okay.
I would like to see what happens in the team huddle at the UNC versus Duke game and sneak into. Hear what Roy Williams is saying when he's talking about their strategy, and I want to know what that's like.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, I want to be in like some, like I'm such a political junkie. I want to be in the room where it happens, right? Like the Hamilton line. Like I want to be that back room where the decisions actually get made. Not to see what decisions get made, but like what they're actually talking about when they're back there making those decisions. Because like that's the key.
Exactly.
As soon as I saw this question, I thought about, and I asked you before we started, I looked at this question like a minute before we went on the air, but this is from like 10, 15 years ago now, the online webcomic Homestar Runner that had the one comic or the one cartoon where the guy turns invisible and like steals people's Swiss cake rolls.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, that's funny. So you're going to steal with your invisibility.
Steal Swiss cake rolls from the local corner store. You only have 5 minutes. Yeah.
So you'll be fast.
You
got to
go in
run.
There, get them, and leave, and then eat them later so you'll never be fast again, right?
Yes.
Come back, chocolates. I didn't mean
funny.
What I said.
It's worth it for the chocolate. It's a great use.
Awesome. All right. If you're driving around or if you're at home eating a snack, perhaps some Swiss cake rolls, ask your child this question. Ask yourself this question and see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook, on Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro. Tag at Youth Works on Main, and that's Works with an X, Youth Works on Main. Use the hashtag KidsQ and let us know what you're thinking. Meredith, how could people get more information about musical empowerment? Where can they go?
So if you want more information about musical empowerment, definitely go and check out our website, www.musical-empowerment.org. There you'll find all of our events, ways to get involved, whether you know a child who would be great for lessons in a program, a college student who should volunteer with us, or if you want to donate or volunteer in other capacities. We're always looking for advisors or board members for our chapters if you're looking for a way to get involved with musical empowerment.
Awesome. What are the best ways that, what is your greatest need right now? Donations, volunteers?
Everything. All of it. obviously, we're looking to build our capacity right now and growing our organization. So we are seeking funding to be able to grow our team and double our impact.
Cool. Meredith Richard, Musical Empowerment. Thank you so much.